Blue Ribbon's Bitter Bread, written by Susanna DeVries and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Joyce Nankivell-Locke was awarded medals by Greece, Poland, Romania, Serbia, and Britain, and is regarded as one of the great humanitarians of the 20th century. Since the publication of Blue Ribbon's Bitter Bread in 2000, she has been recognized as Australia's most decorated woman. In the early 1920s, Joyce and her husband, Sidney Locke, cared for starving children in Poland and Russia. In World War II, in a daring rescue, they saved some 2,000 Poles and Jews from Nazi death camps. However, Joyce's work assisting Greek refugees in the aftermath of the Greco-Turkish War of 1919 to 1922 began her passionate love of Greece, the country she eventually made her home. Joyce first heard in 1922 about what was happening to Greeks residing in Turkey while working as a volunteer in the medical center of a Quaker-run refugee camp in Poland. As a result of the Greco-Turkish War, penniless refugees were pouring into Greece, a country virtually bankrupt after 4 years of fighting. The Quakers had funding for a large camp at Thessaloniki and desperately needed volunteers with medical or nursing experience. Joyce was so moved by hearing about the thousands of Greeks fleeing from Turkish violence that she volunteered to work at the new refugee camp in northern Greece. Some of the refugees Joyce cared for at Thessaloniki had been rescued from Smyrna, a prosperous tobacco exporting port on the Aegean coast of Turkey. Smyrna had been a cosmopolitan city, home to Greeks, Turks, Armenians, and Jews, with fine hotels, cafes, excellent shops, several yacht clubs, and an opera house. However, after the victorious Turkish army arrived there in 1922, and the defeated Greek army departed for Athens, magnificent Smyrna was burned to the ground. Today, the rebuilt port is known by its Turkish name, Izmir.